We are here in spring training with the Rangers, and it is here every year that we always hope to get to visit with one of our favorite guys on the local sports scene, one of the favorite guys of everybody, and he is with us, as things turn out right now, the great Ron Washington, the manager of the Rangers.
Yeah.
Good day to you. How are you?
Good day to you guys. I'm doing well.
Good. How's spring training been for you so far?
So far, we staying healthy.
That's good.
We're given a lot of opportunity. That's the best. That's what you want.
Yeah.
If you can keep the guys healthy that you depend on, good things will continue to happen.
I just like the fact that you're able to break out the jacket, you know? Doesn't often happen in Arizona.
Well, Hoggy was tight. He put out the light one, too, not the heavy one. But I started not to come out with it. I'm glad I did.
Heck yeah, man. It was cold
down there today.
It was.
Cold last night and cold all morning.
Well, as you put the club together this year, there are a few areas that, you know, people are wondering about and we'd like to ask you about where they are at this stage of spring training. How's the bullpen shaping up for you?
Well, the bullpen is fine. We got Joe Nathan who threw out there today. He didn't get the results he wanted, but the ball came out his hand well. I saw some good bite on his breaking ball. And, you don't too much concern yourself with the results down here because sometimes you can do a lot right and you don't get the results you're looking for. So, but as long as he got off the mound, he was healthy. That was good. The rest of the bullpen, it's still coming together. We got Mark Lowe. We got Tadayama. And then we got seven or eight starters that are in the rotation down here right now, and the innings are about to run out, and we have some decisions to make on some people there. So I think I'm going to like my starting pitching staff, and I'm certainly going to like the bullpen.
Conceivable that some of the guys who might get aced out of the starting rotation wind up there?
We no doubt about it.
We talked about people like Feldman and guys like that?
Yes.
Possibly?
Possibly. So, if we can stay healthy throughout, I think everyone know the five that we plan on going with. And so if we can stay healthy, we keep in Feldman and Ogando stretched out in case something happened. You know, Tommy Hunter went down last year, and thank God for Ogando. So we're just trying to make sure we're protected until we get out of here.
Boy, it seems like, just from what we can see from box scores and whatnot, Holland and Harrison have been really, really good so far.
They've been great. They really have. I don't think Holland walked the batter yet this spring. Harrison, each year he's getting better. Yesterday in Las Vegas, he had one heck of a changeup. He was moving his fastball around. He's totally focused. And I'm certainly looking forward to watching those two kids continue to grow.
You know, we know the mandate for Holland, through the off season into spring training this year was, develop your other stuff. Develop your changeup. Refine your breaking pitch. You've got the fastball. Get the other stuff going. What was it for Harrison? What were you wanting to see out of him?
I just wanted to see Harrison trust his stuff. He's always had good stuff. He's a big, strong young man. He's always had good stuff. The thing is, we need to get him to trust it. And so far down here, he's been trusting it because he's been throwing strikes. And another thing we needed him to do, Harry can get you two outs in a hurry. You got to learn how to nail that third one in a hurry.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the guy you had on the hill today, I know it's a fairly small sample size of what you've seen so far, but, from a guy like you who's been around baseball all your life, it's got to be a fascinating case study just to watch this guy go and see the array of pitches that he has because from our standpoint, just seeing him today live for the first time, it's pretty cool.
Well, he does. He has tremendous stuff. And the thing is, he have to learn and get a feel for what's working that day. And it's not always necessary to use all your repertoire. You got to figure out what's working that day.
Yeah.
And that's done in the bullpen. And then if you have to make an adjustment, you make an adjustment. We certainly don't want him going out there trying to throw all the pitches he have at one time. So that's an adjustment he has to make. Today was much better as far as his fastball, the way he used it. And he had good sync today. I mean, he had real good sync today.
Yeah.
And he stood out there for four innings and gave up one run. You know, the only downfall was the hit batter and the walk. And, of course, when you put people on the bag free, they usually cross the plate. That's the one run that crossed the plate, and he gave up one hit. So that was improvement from the last time.
Is that the toughest thing to contain in a guy like that who's, been successful for a long time, at probably from the age of 10 on doing the same type of things and throwing different, probably throwing everything that he's had in every game. Is that tough mentally to get across to a guy like that? That, hey, man, you know, if something didn't work in, let's just scale it back a little bit and go with two or three pitches today.
Well, you got to understand, too, he's been pitching in Japan. He's pitching in America now. He's pitching in Major League Baseball. You show those Major League hitters everything you have, they'll learn what to spit on and what not to swing at. You know what I'm saying? And you don't want to do that. You want to have your stuff where if you throw it, they're surprised. And I don't want him to not use them, but he don't have to get in the game and throw seven different pitches. If his fastball is doing what he needs to do, and he can change speed, he can sink it, and he can make the ball move from both sides of the plate, that's all you need right there. And you never know, it may come a point you need a strikeout. Then you can pull something out. But you don't want to show the hitters over here everything you have in one game. And that's an adjustment he has to make. We want him to use his pitches. We want him to continue to control the tempo out there because that's what he does. But also, he's facing some quality hitters.
One more thing about your bullpen here, Wash. I know your preference would probably be not to do this if you can at all keep from it. But is it conceivable that you go into the season with no left-hander in the bullpen?
It is conceivable, I'm more than certain that one of these lefties we have in camp will prove itself out before we get out of here. But if it doesn't, we're not in the business in Texas anymore giving away jobs because you can run or you can just throw left-handed. No, we're about getting outs. And if a right-handed bullpen can get us the outs we need because the lefty can't, that's the way it is.
So when you went home after the World Series last year, were you able to get away, like disassociate from those last couple of games at all? I mean, I know it's obviously weighed on your mind and everything, but when you go back home, people bother you at all about that stuff? Are you able to just kind of relax and take it easy and not put too much stress on your brain concerning what went on?
Well, you always have the chair managers.
Yeah.
So, you get questions asked, but as I told them, I've been in the game a long time. I understood what happened. We didn't actually lose the game. The St. Louis Cardinals beat us. I don't ever hear anyone give the St. Louis Cardinals any credit. And they beat us. But fortunate for me, I had a death in the family. My mom passed right as the World Series was ending. I had to get home. And that took up some of my time. And by the time the family got over that, I was in a relaxed mode then.
Yeah.
The guys bust their butt. They gave everything they had. We didn't make that pitch when we had to. We didn't make a play when we had to. And that's a part of baseball. And you move on. We still have a quality team. And the 162-game grind, we're ready to go through it again. And the whole reason for going through this grind is just to get an opportunity to get back in the playoffs. I don't want my guys thinking about the next World Series because you have to go through some tears to get to that.
Yeah.
So let's take care of the season. Then if we get back into the playoffs, anything can happen. And we're set to make another run.
I think fans in general worry about the grind more than anything. Like, can you get through another 162 games and make it to the playoffs? But it seems like, from what I've heard from you and everybody else on the team down there, that when everybody finally met out here, that the attitude was, let's go. We're ready. Let's do it again.
That's their attitude. They love to play the game. And they will go out there, and they will make people proud of them because they have a lot of pride. And we know that the challenge of getting back to the World Series is for a third time is tough. But tough is what this game is all about, and I do believe tough is what the Texas Rangers are all about. And we just want to get out of here healthy. We get out of here healthy, keep our guys healthy throughout the year, the guys that we depend on that takes the field every single day, the Beltrays, the Hamiltons, keep them off the DL, the Cruises. Let's go.
Were you able to get a little quality downtime once the World Series ended and once you got past the thing with your mom and all that this year? Did you have
I was
time
able
to relax
to,
down
I was
there?
Able to sit in my chair and put a hole in it and watch a lot of TV.
Yeah, anything pop up this year? We remember last year we were here and you said the movie that you liked the most last year in the offseason was Epicenter. If you remember that earthquake.
I remember that.
Okay, all right. Did you sit down and see anything this year?
No, I really didn't get that opportunity. They had, I'm an NCIS man.
Yeah.
And they had marathons, seemed like, every day throughout the whole winter. And I caught every single series that NCIS had.
Is that the Mark Harmon one?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Okay. And there's another NCIS one, right?
Yeah, Los Angeles.
You watch that one, too?
No, I didn't watch
you
L.A.
You don't do the LL Cool J one?
No, I didn't do the LL Cool J one. But that's what I did the whole winter. I caught up on some TV programs and just relaxed. That's it.
Now, within New Orleans, we were talking about this in the break before we brought you on here. You say that it's not quite back as far as what expected tourism is and all that.
Tourism is back.
Yeah.
You know, the downtown area is back. I mean, everything they need is right there in the downtown area and the French Quarters. But I'm talking about the outskirts.
Okay.
The main people that make up the city of New Orleans, they're still trying to get settled in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just going to take a while. It's really going to take a while. That was devastating, Katrina. She was some kind of woman.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, are there still people... Are there still people, you know, friends of yours that are displaced, that moved somewhere else and just never came back? They're like, screw it?
There's tons of them.
Yeah.
I have sisters and brothers that left and just didn't come back to New Orleans because the living is better where they are. You know, my wife has a huge family, and for me, I can live anywheres.
Yeah.
If I had to stay in Surprise, I could live here. As long as I got something over my roof, over my head, and some food in an ice box, and I can pay
bills.
And
an NCIS marathon.
Yes, I could stay anyway. But her family is big, and they all are there, and they really depend on her. So we decided to go back to New Orleans. It never was a thought to leave. I was one of the first in my neighborhood to rebuild, and I might have moved a little too fast because now that I look back, I could have tore that house down and rebuilt right there. But, you know, I was in Alabama, and I just told my wife, we got to get home. I'm a doer. I'm not going to sit around and wait on somebody, and I'm a doer. And we got home, and we gutted the house out, cost $5,000. And
to clean everything out,
yes,
basically?
Yes. A month later, they was charging $1,500 to clean houses out.
Really?
Yeah, so I got beat right there.
But you're a doer.
But I'm a doer.
You got it done.
I got it done.
All right,
so,
man.
Let me ask you this. What is life for you in Dallas like? I mean, where's some of the places you like to, you know, go get some Cajun food?
I like Capital Grill.
Oh, you do?
I like Trulux.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
I spend a lot of time at Papa Do's.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm in Arlington.
Right.
And
I say Dallas, I mean
it's a whole city.
Yeah.
Compared to what New Orleans was. So, and the people are great. A couple years ago, I could walk the city and have no problem. Now I can't.
Not so much anymore.
Not so much anymore, which is good. That means the fans are interested. And I enjoy that. And I get best special treatment when I go to restaurants. I don't have to stand in line. I go there. If there's a line, Mr. Washington, come to the front.
So have you noticed the uptick in fan interest in this thing over the time that you've been here?
I mean, well, no doubt about it.
That's got to be gratifying for you.
It's totally gratifying because I've never seen so much red, white, and blue. Even when we hit the road, I've never seen so many fans so interested in baseball in the area as even when I used to come there as a player.
Mm-hmm.
That's a credit to the organization, Nolan Ryan, John Daniels, and everyone that has anything to do with the Texas Rangers, and mainly the players for the entertainment that they give day in and day out. As I said, they love to play. And my most joy is once the game starts, mm-hmm. that I can just watch them play. Yeah, I put on a few things, but for the most part, you can just watch them out there. They love what they're doing, and that's something hard to create on a baseball team.
You know, something that pisses us off royally, we're not real big fans of the Yankees, for obvious reasons. And we hear from a lot of Yankee fans just because they are who they are and they can throw the 27 number at us or whatever it is now. But they always look at Ranger fans as like they are Rangers in general as like these pesky little gnats that just kind of invaded their party over the last couple of years. But now the cool thing that I think is a lot of the Yankee fandom reality is starting to set in that the pesky little gnats
are the real deal.
Are the real deal, and they're here to stay. And I don't know how much of a sense you get of that, but we get a lot of that. And to me, that's the coolest part of the transformation of the Rangers. It's like legitimizing this franchise as a real
big boy team.
Yes, it is. Yep. It is a big boy team.
Well, I don't have any connection that much with the fans of New York, But I know the New York Yankees in general respect the Texas Rangers. And I think every team in baseball respect the New York Yankees, but they do respect the Texas Rangers. So, and that's the only part of it I care about. You know, I think people hate them because they win all the time.
Sure.
And, you know, I hope that we can create something like that in Texas. But right now, I can tell you, they respect the Texas Rangers without a doubt.
They better. All right, so last time you were here, Wash, we played a little music game with you. You remember playing the soul music game?
Yes.
I think it was on What's on Wash's iPod.
Yeah, that's right. That's what we called it, What's on Wash's iPod. So,
did you add anything into your iPod this year?
Well, I have 3,900 songs. So.
And what's the breakdown as far as what you have from, you know, old school stuff to new school stuff? Is it 90% old school?
I don't have much of new school. Because I don't quite understand it.
Yeah.
But I can put my old school stuff on, and it seemed like to me that's the music anyway. So I have everything. I have pop. I have rap. I have soul. I have you name it. I got it.
All right, we're gonna play a couple songs for you, and we'll see if this is on your iPod or
this is to test Wash's knowledge of the Stax artists.
Is this all Stax artists?
Yeah, these are all Stax artists. Not two of them too difficult though.
Okay. All right, we'll see if you know these songs, Wash. Here's the first one.
Honey, baby, I've been told you know how shake the butterball.
Jesus. I got the voice. Not Wilson Pickett, is it?
No.
You got me on that one.
We stuffed him.
That
finally.
Is Rufus Thomas with Breakdown.
I don't have it on my iPod.
All right.
I bet you will now.
All right, here's another one. We'll get a little slower, a little more bluesy here.
Stump me again. I want to say B.B. King.
You got, right, you got the King part right.
Oh, his brother. That's his brother.
That's Albert King.
Yes.
Everybody, what's that song called?
Everybody wants to get into heaven, but nobody want to die.
Okay. All right. All right, here's the last one. What year is this?
This
mid-70s?
Nah. This might be early 70s, maybe 71. Maybe 74, I'm not sure.
I'll be the other woman. Oh, in your life.
Oh man. I know who that is, but I can't get it off my tongue. It's not
your wife, how would she feel?
It's not
if
Millie
she
Jackson.
Us together,
it's a vocal group.
The same way I would feel.
I don't know. I can't come up with it.
That is Soul Children. You heard of them?
I heard of them. Heard of the song. We played a song.
What's the song called?
In the gym.
Something about I don't mind being the other woman, or I'll be the other woman.
Yeah.
That's it.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. I'll be the other woman. I got it. I just didn't know who it was.
We were going to come in here and do the Staples Singers and Isaac Hayes and make it too obvious. We had to be a little challenging.
We had to dig deep.
That's the gym right there.
Yeah. It is?
Yeah, lights down low. And everybody break for a young girl to slow dance. And I was always the last one.
Yeah, weren't we all?
Not anymore.
Never got that dance.
Not anymore.
Hey, I'd have guessed Millie Jackson, too.
Yeah.
That was a good one.
Well, all right, man.
We appreciate the time,
well,
as
I
always.
I appreciate you guys inviting me up.
Well, always good to talk to you, and hopefully we can do it a time or two during the year as well.
Well, I just want to say to the fans, don't be concerned about what's happening down here in spring training. We'll be ready to go come April 6th.
the word from the man himself, the great Ron Washington, with us here on The Ticket.